Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday, the 29th of January, 2023. I'm so glad to have you listening in, whether it's live, listening to Radio CJMQ, or on the internet, downloading from its website. May God bless us as we seek Him today. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. Here are words from Psalm 15, asking questions about drawing near to God. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose way of life is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. When we hear these words, perhaps we feel unworthy to enter into the presence of God, but we rejoice that in Jesus we are accepted. His goodness becomes our goodness.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Dear name, the rock on which I build my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath. And may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death.
Let us pray. Today, Lord, we give you thanks and praise, for you've always shown us what is good and what you require of us. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the mountains and the hills witness to your justice. You redeemed your people from the house of slavery and called us to remember your saving acts, that we might know your ways and live our lives in justice, kindness, and humility. When our own wisdom and discernment failed to bring us near to you, You chose what was foolish, weak, and despised in our eyes to break the grip of human wisdom and strength. Christ Jesus our Lord, and him crucified. Raised to new life, he has made known to us what the wise have never guessed, that you honour not what the world seeks, but those who walk with you the way of the cross. Loving and compassionate God, you desire that your people might do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with you. Today, Lord, visit us and continue the work of Jesus in our lives. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory. For we ask it through his name, our Lord and Saviour, brother and friend, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Channel of your peace, where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. There's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Master, grant that I may never cease. So much to become so less. Giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
Master, grant that I may never see so much to be concerned as to console.
To be understood as to understand. Giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace.
From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, we read these verses, which are often described as the Beatitudes, from the Latin word beatus, meaning blessed. Matthew chapter 5, at verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
At the end of the American War of Independence, when Lord Cornwallis surrendered to General Washington at Yorktown in 1781, it was a very formal occasion. On hand was the defeated British Army Band, bedecked in their red coats. The tune they played had an ironic twist. It was a popular English song called "The World Turned Upside Down." And indeed, it must have seemed that way to the British troops. His Majesty's army, the greatest military force in the world, had been routed and was now surrendering to this ragamuffin band of continental soldiers. The world turned upside down. That could be the theme song for the Sermon on the Mount, and especially for this opening part that we call the Beatitudes. It surely was a great reversal of the values and standards held by ordinary people in Jesus' day, and, truth be told, after 2,000 years of Christian faith, these Beatitudes still seem to turn everything on its head. The context of the passage is a little unclear to us. As much as we sometimes like to think that those who sought Jesus were earnest people seeking wisdom from the great rabbi, the teacher, the truth seems to be that he was continually being mobbed by needy people, troubled people, desperate people. And when we envisage that crowd gathered around Jesus, that miserable crowd, that needy crowd, then Jesus' words take on a startling meaning. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, those who hunger for justice, and blessed are the persecuted. You see, he's not offering these statements as general prescriptions for wise living. He's speaking to the meek, the sorrowful, the persecuted, and he's telling them, telling these miserable, needy people, that they are blessed. Indeed, the world was turned upside down. These people blessed? That's not what was usually thought in Jesus' day. Back then, the general idea was that the person who is blessed is the one who is successful, prosperous, healthy, respected. Perhaps things haven't changed much. When we say today, I've been richly blessed, we generally mean that our lives are pretty full. We're loved, we're healthy, we have peaceful and quiet lives. But here with Jesus, it's the world turned upside down. The blessed are the persecuted, the sorrowful, the meek. Well, what did Jesus mean when he said, you are blessed? Well, perhaps he meant, first of all, that they were blessed precisely because they were gathered around him. He was there with them. And that's what scandalized the religious authorities so completely about Jesus. He spent his time with people who were off limits, people that no one else wanted to bother with. Who had the time or stomach to deal with all those sick and needy and demon-possessed people? Who had the nerve to eat with sinners and tax collectors? But Jesus did. He ate with them and touched them and loved them. They were blessed because it was to them that he came, not to Caiaphas the high priest or Herod the king, and not to these wise and wealthy and powerful. He came to the needy, the little ones of the world, those of no account. And he still does. In a very deep sense, we too are needy. Behind our security and our fronts of respectability, we are needy. You know your need this morning. You know the disease with which you struggle, or the sorrow, or the sin, or the failure, even if no one else does. You know your need. And this Jesus knows it as well. And what is it like to hear Jesus say to you, in your struggling with your own troubles, blessed are you. Blessed indeed, he says, because I am with you. That's what he says to us. Jesus draws us needy and suffering people to him because he himself has suffered. And when we come to him, when he gathers us to himself, then we are indeed blessed. But another reason for blessedness is this. That he is present with us, yes, to be sure, and that makes us blessed. But when he is with us, we are changed. We become something new. With all our neediness, all our sorrow, something happens to us. It is that by his presence, we have been told that the kingdom of God is open to us. Rejoice and be glad, he says. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. On Shelter Island, at the very tip of Long Island in New York, I'm told there's a little church with a fascinating stained glass window. When you look closely, you can see that it's made of broken beer bottles, broken shells, pieces of driftwood, what St. Paul might have called the things that are not, discarded things, useless things, broken things, found on the beach. But in the hands of the craftsman, these broken, useless things have become a splendid thing of beauty. And that's what these Beatitudes are about, you see. That when we're in the hands of Christ, and we are, the brokenness, the sorrow, the poverty, the troubles of our lives can be taken and reworked and redeemed and made beautiful. In his hands, they can change and they can become beautiful. Blessed are you and I. And by the way, we can rejoice and be glad, for the kingdom of heaven is ours. Let us pray. Gracious God, stir in us the courage to own our true condition as unfinished souls, frail and sinful and in need of grace. Open to us the door of true blessedness. Set our feet on the path of humble obedience, joyful thanksgiving, and transforming love. Help us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Lord, we thank you that when we are at our lowest, you do not leave us comfortless, but rather draw near to those who are broken-hearted and close to hand to those who are crushed in spirit. We thank you that your foolishness is wiser than the wisdom of humankind and your weakness stronger than our strength. We pray for those who do not know your compassion, that they may be drawn to eat and drink of you. And for those who are bound by the chains of fear and despair, that they may come to know the truth that sets us free. We pray, O God, for the well-being, physical, emotional, social, and spiritual, of the world around us. And we think of those who are sick, those who are vulnerable, those who are alone, those who are full of darkness, and we ask for your blessing upon them. We think too of our governments and our corporations and of the need for justice and mercy in the affairs of all nations and between all nations. We think of the pain of the earth and the promise you have made to one day restore the glory that the world knew at first. And we pray that the power of the cross might permeate our minds and our hearts and soon bring the transformation that is needed. We pray, O God, for your church. The churches that we know, the church to which we belong if we are people of faith who walk after the way of Jesus in the power of the Spirit, the church for which we have recently prayed for its unity. Strengthen its work and witness. build our fellowship, refine its purity. We rest ourselves, Lord, in you. Do, we pray, as you will, bring to life in us the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. For we ask it in the name of him who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with me this day. You can always join us in person or online at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. You can find us on Facebook or YouTube and follow our services there. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.